Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, we are back with Instant Reaction Podcast number 3 of the spring football offseason practices. Practice number 3 of 15, Thursday morning. So it's worth noting that next week is spring break for the school, for the university, and the football team will have next week off in conjunction with that. So I think the next practice, if I have it correctly, is Tuesday, March 21st. So got their first 3 practices in. Then fourth practice, I think, will be in some shells. And then from the fifth practice on, they can kind of roll in full pads. So just wanted to say that here on the front end. In terms of what we saw, probably the most notable thing was the elevation of Francis Maui-Goa to the first team at right tackle, taking the place of Chris Washington. So now, left to right, the first team offensive line is Jalen Rivers, JV and Cohen.
Yep.
Matt Lee, Inez Cooper, and Francis Maui-Goa. So it didn't take long for the 5-star true freshman to elevate himself to the first team. I'm curious, moving forward, what other type of shuffling happens on the offensive line? There's going to be a lot of rotation, a lot of cross-training. So I wouldn't be surprised if Samson Okunlola also gets some first-team looks somewhere on the offensive line down the road. Frank Ladson was out there for the first time this spring. We didn't see him out there in the first 2 practices. He was out there today running around. And I got eyes. I will say I got eyes for the first time today on the transfer defensive lineman, Branson Dean from Purdue and Thomas Gore from Georgia State. You know, look, my impressions of them, and at this point, it's hard to judge them fully as players because they're not practicing in pads and all that stuff. So you just got to go off body types. And I will admit that, you know, they're definitely on the smaller side. They're definitely on the sawed-off side, especially Thomas Gore. And so to me, I guess the point I'm making, look, they can still be fine players. And
here's the contact info for Jakari Gore.
Oh, Jakari Gore is Siri wants to call. What was I going to say? So to me, it just kind of cements that they need a run-stopping defensive tackle in the portal during that May window. So I also want to say Francisco Maui-Goa was working with the first team at linebacker next to Wesley Bissaint. So it's good that, you know, essentially it took 3 practices to make some of the easy moves in terms of getting the right talent in the right spots going. And it's going to be about competition and execution and all that stuff moving forward. Gabby, how about what you saw today out at practice?
Yeah, the elevation of the Maui-Goa brothers, I think, is those are definitely 2 of the highlights. I mean, watching Francis out there, looks natural, feels natural, and again, around the program, it just feels like that was a kind of only, you know, just a matter of time before Francis or really Samson took over one of those spots. And right now it's Francis, and who knows, I'll be curious to see if he ever looks back. You know, I think it's one of those things where, you know, it could potentially be his for a while, but again, still maybe too early to judge on that. Noteworthy things from practice. I mean, I don't know. I think the obviously the offensive line thing is probably the biggest thing. I don't know. Watching the quarterbacks, Emery Williams, I think is someone that I'm kind of encouraged by, you know, maybe long term, just watching him, you know, just throw to different, you know, levels of the field, different sides of the ball, outside the hashes. You know, I think he's someone that, you know, he can definitely spin it, you know, like I feel like he throws a good ball. He can definitely, you know, put the air under it and, you know, get it downfield when he needs to. He can, you know, they're throwing like kind of like corners into like, you know, to the pylon. You know, he was putting it on the money over there too. So, I mean, and Emery Williams is definitely someone who could spin it. Receivers, again, Colby Young, I think looks like someone's leaned out. What did he say? He's down in weight. I think I saw he said something. He's down like what, like 7-8, down to 212 again. Like it looks like he's leaned out, but kind of kept some of that muscle mass. Again, I think he looks the way you want an outside receiver to look. I mean, I thought Isaiah Horton is someone that looks definitely physically more mature than he did, you know, this time a year ago, which again, really encouraging. Robbie Washington still in that red non-contact jersey. He's running that second team behind Jacoby George. He's also working into the slot, and I think as a recruit, you know, we thought that he was someone that could do both. So good to see him do some of that. We watched some offensive line versus defensive line, kind of like combo blocking drills. Super thin along the defensive line with some key guys out, but it was Chance Williams, Branson Dean, it was Thomas Gore, Ahmad Moten, and Nigel Kelly were like the first five guys that basically went before they flipped it all over. So, you know, I think that's, you know, just something to kind of keep in mind in terms of just like the depth of, you know, the position and who are some of the names that are there so far. Trying to think of anything else. I mean, I guess I might have to be the guy that pounds the table about this. I don't know, but I really do think that they should consider going after a running back in the portal. I mean, it looks like it's Henry Parrish, it's Don Chaney, and then it's kind of a couple walk-ons. And, you know, Don Chaney has had a history of injuries. Henry Parrish, you know, I think we kind of saw what he was during that 2022 season. And then you got a couple freshmen coming back. You know, we're coming in Mark Fletcher, Christopher Johnson. Maybe Mark Fletcher can make an impact. Trevante Citizen still out with a leg injury. I don't know what the timetable is on his return. But, you know, again, I think, you know, we saw Miami go at the buzzer to get Lucius Stanley last year. I think that they should in this May window consider going after a running back if one becomes available. So those are probably some of my main takeaways from this third spring practice, David.
Yeah, in terms of the interviews, you mentioned Colby Young. He spoke with the media, and he definitely does look transformed from a body type-wise, just trimming down and like Gabby said, maintaining his muscle mass. He said, you know, it has helped him feel a little faster. And also, too, I think from a conditioning standpoint, from an endurance standpoint, he's just in a better situation now than, you know, got to remember he arrived, July? Of last year as a JUCO addition, and he was just kind of thrown into the fire, didn't really get much time to adjust to major college football. So he's looking the part in terms of body type, and now it's up to him to go out and produce. He did say he's excited about this offense. He said that there are more shot plays than last year's offense, and he also said it's easy to pick up. Matt Lee spoke with the media, the UCF transfer center. He looks the part. He's what you want in a center. Big body type for a center, and definitely carries himself like an alpha. I asked him, you know, if it's important for him to be a leader on the team, and he said yes, and he feels like he already is. So, and I could see that. He's very, very good communicator and clearly cares about football. And as Cooper also spoke, biggest thing with him is he continues to trim up, continues to improve his conditioning. He said he's down to about 345 now. He says when he arrived at Miami last summer, he was weighing in at about 378, I think he said. So that's positive developments with him. Also, obviously, massive body type there on the line of scrimmage. And to Corey Couch, you know, he said he's playing nickel. He's also playing some on the outside right now. So it seems like they're trying to get a feel for what they got at corner. This is just my opinion, but I think their top two corners right now are Ta'Cory and Daryl Porter. We'll see. You know, I think their top three includes Devontae Brown. And so when those are your top three, Tacori probably slides inside. But yeah, Tacori says he's up to 182 pounds now, which is big. I think when he was a recruit, I don't know if he enrolled at this weight, but when he was a recruit, he definitely weighed in at like 145. So he's done a nice job putting the work in the strength program. So that's all we got here. As we record this, Miami is beating Wake Forest 10-6. Let's go Canes. Go get that ACC tournament title, because we got the season title. Anyways, appreciate everyone for listening. We will be back next week. And until next time, take care.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.